Well, the other thing on the agenda in Washington today is a new trade deal with Mexico and Canada that will replace NAFTA. It's called the U.S.-Mexico-Canada Trade Agreement. President Trump talked about it this morning at the White House.
I have to certainly give my highest regards to Prime Minister of Canada, Justin Trudeau. A lot of stories came out about Justin and I having difficulty together, and we did over the trade deal. But I'll tell you, it's turned out to be a very, very good deal for both and a very, very good deal for all three. It puts us in a position that we've never been in before.
Change in tone there from the president. Let's bring in the CBC's Evan Dyer in Ottawa. Evan, the deal has a new name, but how different is it from NAFTA?
Well, there are some technical differences. It is basically, in most respects, the same agreement. It's free trade. You know, it was never really fully free trade between the U.S., Mexico, and Canada in the way you see it in the European Union. In the European Union, for example, countries can't accuse each other of dumping, and they can't impose countervailing duties. And under NAFTA, you could do that. And then, of course, the countries had a remedy to seek to resolve disputes. And that's the NAFTA that we're going to have under the USMCA. In fact, the same system around dispute resolution has survived intact, which is quite a relief for Canada. That was one of its red lines. It wanted to have those independent panels rather than have to fight these cases out in U.S. domestic courts. So in that respect, it looks very much the same as the old NAFTA.
How are Canadians feeling about it today?
Well, Canadians, first of all, I'd have to say they're relieved because NAFTA represents a huge part of the Canadian economy. Canada, being a smaller country than the U.S., is more of an exporting nation because its own domestic market is smaller. Being a smaller country next to a much bigger country, of course, that other country's market is more important proportionally to each Canadian's pocketbook than it would be for each American's. I mean, the overall effect on both economies would probably be detrimental if free trade came to an end, but it would be felt more here. So relief would be the main sensation here, I guess. But then different sectors react differently because there are winners and losers. There are others who see a sort of a status quo. That would probably describe the majority of people. There's relief in the auto sector. There's a little bit of dismay in the dairy sector. And that's sort of what we expected.
What do you not know about this deal yet that you'd like to know?
Well, there are a lot of questions about the tariffs that have been put on Canada outside of NAFTA, those national security tariffs that upset everyone.
Steel and aluminum,
so much.
You're talking about.
Well, steel and aluminum, and of course, then there was also a threat for cars and trucks. Now, as a result of this arrangement, USMCA, it seems that the threat of tariffs on Canadian cars and trucks will go away. That would have been a real killer blow. Trump called it the mother load last week in that news conference in the Lotte Palace Hotel in New York. But the steel and aluminum tariffs are going to stay in place. The U.S. is insisting, oh, that's not part of NAFTA, that's a separate track. Canada's hoping that this investigation by the U.S. Department of Commerce will have concluded by the time this deal is actually signed, and they will have come to the conclusion that Canada is not a national security threat to the United States, and that those tariffs will then be lifted anyway. But it's pretty odd to be going into a new trade agreement with each country having $16 billion mm-hmm. worth of tariffs against the other, and in the case of the U.S., you know, literally describing Canada as a national security threat. And that, as much as the dollar amount, has certainly annoyed people in Canada.
Well, let me finally ask you about that then. This negotiation has been pretty ugly between President Trump and Justin Trudeau, the Canadian
yeah.
Prime Minister. I did notice that the name of this agreement is the United States-Mexico-Canada Agreement, with Canada
yeah.
last, even though alphabetically it would be first
yeah.
or maybe even second. I mean, what do you think this has done to the relationship between the U.S. and Canada?
Well, on the name, first of all, I must say I was in that news conference in New York last week, and Donald Trump was talking about he liked the name USMC because it sounds like U.S. Marine Corps, right? So the name of the agreement probably doesn't mean that much because he had already said that when there was a bilateral deal between the U.S. and Mexico, it was going to be the USM. So now Canada, the third to sign on, it sort of follows, I suppose, that it would have its name at the end. Here, people are not focused on the semantics. Nobody really cares about that. He can call it whatever he wants. But with the relationship in general, yes, this has been seen in Canada as an exercise in arm-twisting and bullying. There has been a lot of misinformation put out by the White House, including the basic claim that there's a deficit with Canada, which is simply not true. U.S. Department of Commerce figures show that that is not true. This is a balanced trade relationship in which there's actually a slight surplus for the U.S. with goods and services over Canada. One of only two countries in the world, I believe, the U.S. has a surplus mm-hmm. with is Canada. So Canada did not understand why it was called on to make all of these concessions. And it, you know, was surprised actually when Donald Trump campaigned against Mexico and then governed, it seemed, turning his attention more on Canada, making a deal first with Mexico, which is a low-wage environment, and really putting the screws to Canada. So will there be lasting damage? You know, I don't know. I mean, the Canadians take a dim view generally of the Trump administration. After Donald Trump is gone, will that linger on? It's always difficult being the smaller neighbor dealing with a big country like the U.S., and you just kind of have to learn to roll with the punches. And in this case, I guess preserving NAFTA meant just kind of going along with certain things that Canadians felt were unfair, if for the greater good.
CBC's Evan Dyer joining us from Ottawa. Evan, thank you.
Thanks, Jeremy.